Hi, everybody. This is Christy. I am the Intimate Warrior. I thank you so much for stopping by, and as always, I send you love. I wasn't sure I was going to be able to make this video today. As I went through yesterday, my voice began to crack, and a few times I couldn't even get a voice out. So here I am. I'm thankful that I'm able to get this video out to you. So I'm going to make this video kind of brief, giving you just a brief explanation as to what Taurus season is going to be about. I'm emotional, emotional in the form of awe again, and gratefulness. What has to happen in order for us to become ourselves? We have to basically, and I'm probably going to be pushing pause a lot through this video, as I just did there. Quickly, I was able to make it. Had a little cough fit, which is really weird because it crept on me yesterday as well, out of the blue. And it's all going to make sense here as to what I am going through and what you are possibly going through. And you guys are probably going to, well, some people, kind of brush things off into reality type experiences. Not understanding it. So what has to really happen for us to become our higher self, or to become a spirit walking within human form, is that we have to defeat the animal within. The animal. So in our process, we're going to have to defeat the crocodile, the serpent, the boar, the dragon, the monkey, there's other things, the cyclops, all of this are different animal behaviors. These are personalities that we have taken in through our personal development and or things that have been transferred to us through the blood, through our womb, between mother and father and our lineage. And we have to conquer our inner demons. We have to defeat all those animalistic behaviors. Now, if you there's that saying, like when you're pointing the finger at somebody, and it says, when you point the finger at somebody, you have three pointing back in reverse. Right? You did this to me. You're pointing your finger. You did this to me. How could you do this to me? You hurt me. You weren't there for me. I've done this for you all the time. And now look at what you're doing. The three fingers pointing back to you, ironically, three is the number of the Holy Trinity, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, who is judging you in reverse, even though you're pointing the pink finger at someone else. You're the one who's hurting, right? You're the one who's upset. You're the one who's been let down. You're the one who's in agony, feeling abandoned, whatever it is. You are going through it, not the other person. Now, when we are in the sign of Taurus here, Taurus, although, works through the throat. Taurus works with the crown. Because the animal, the Taurus, the bull, is going to have to be slain. Now, this also works with the slaying of the lamb. Excuse me. But they also have that sport that they used to, and I forget what it's called, when you have to catch the bull, and then there's images of it with them kind of slicing their throat, and then the blood spills. This is, and now they actually have still the sport in Spain where they do that, and it's actually been taken to a different context now. It's not actually what we're supposed to be doing in this reality, it's what we're supposed to be doing from within. And that is a representation of, because like the Taurus sign here for them, for myself, I know this all too well. It's my sign is what I'm saying here. And I know that for myself, I can become very lazy, or I can go to the opposite extreme. It's either one or the other, or very, you know, like just like a bull is. You can either be very stubborn and lazy and just sit there and not do anything, or you can have a really great bull that just does it, and performs well. So sometimes I find moments, you know, are in my past, just lazy. Nope, ain't gonna do it. You can't make me do anything sometimes in my past. Anyway, but especially, you will not be able to tell me what to do. Nope. You don't control me. I have that. You don't control me. And I understand, anyway, what that comes from or where it comes from. And I understand that because I don't like to feel controlled, I will never do that again to another human being. As I began to wake up, I began to really understand why. Like, especially with my husband, you know, Christy, do this. I want you to do that. You know, do this, Christy. I'm like, are you kidding me? I do the opposite of what he's asking me. And I began to really understand it's not because I don't love him and don't want to, do the things to please him that way, whatever it may be. It's, you're not going to tell me how to behave, what to be, how to dress, what to look like, because I am my own person. And I'm using my husband here because, you know, he is my husband in my reality. But it goes for anybody. In my reality, I'll have that sense. But why will I have that sense? Because I felt controlled. And I might be controlling other people. You have to ask yourself, you have to see that in your reality. And that is you continuously facing your animal behaviors within. So the slaying of the bull is similar to the slaying of the lamb. You're creating them by them cutting the throat is a symbolism of defeating an animal, the bull. Now, the sacrificial lamb, of course, is the blood of Christ giving to you as a form of sacrifice, of renewal as well. But the same thing is for the bull, the slaying of the bull. But you are doing this work, and of course you're still doing the work through Christ, but Christ is the one who gives you new blood. Whereas with the slaying of the bull symbolism, you are the one who has to slice the throat, which means it's a symbolism of defeating the animal within. Because you have to consciously be doing this work, but you aren't able to actually perform this work without the assistance of the divine substance, the Christ substance, or Christ, or the Lamb. You're going to get to a point that, which is through the higher portion of your, or towards the end period of your initiations or becoming, where the ray of creation performs the work for you. The Holy Mother is going to perform the holy work for you. That fire is going to perform the substance, the work for you. Okay, before I begin or continue on with Taurus season, I mentioned in my 444 video about those, not only the Hebrew letters that those are associated with, I mentioned the cranial nerves 4, 8, and 12 that I felt were associated with them. And please go back to those two videos and for further understanding about that, because I was expanding on those. And of course, that awareness came into my heart. So I mentioned the ears. I mentioned the eyes and I mentioned the tongue, I believe. So the ears, or the opening of the ears, are, and please excuse me, I forget the names of the cranial nerves, work down into your throat. The eye, and then the eye sockets, I said, of course, and then the tongue. I think I said the tongue. And anyway, so the throat being the focal point here, though, because the throat works through Taurus. So that's why I knew that this was going to creep up into Taurus anyway, all of this stuff. And if you understand already through your path, the word works through our throat. Now, this is the secret doorway here through knowledge that is given when we are working through the center of the heart. And in order to conquer the animal within us, face our animal head on, that we are not afraid any longer. This is now making a deeper connection for me, as I have been faced with my animal character within. You are facing, you're able to see yourself. You're able, when you're able to finally look into the mirror and see that animal, and that animal no longer has control over you, that's when you have, or you are getting to that point of receiving the spirit. Okay, so please keep that in mind. You have to really face that animal, and you're going to, if you are intuitive and visual, you are going to see several animal types, because there are several animals within our work, because there are several spheres, several levels, and these transitions turn into a different animal depending on where we're at. Taurus, the bull, if you go to the Hebrew alphabet, works with Aleph, the first letter of the Hebrew alphabet. If you know anything about, is it the Chinese or Korean? I forget. I think it's Chinese. Horoscope. Taurus was supposed to be the first in line. Yet the rat ended up hopping on the bull's back and befriended the bull, or tricked the bull into thinking that they were friends. And by the time they made it to the front of the line, the bull was talking and, having fun. The bull just, thought, oh gosh, we're really great friends, but I'm still going to be first. That rat was very tricky. He jumped off. He became the first. So that's just a little brief story there. But the Hebrew alphabet works, or when you're reading it, it's right to left instead of left to right. So Aleph, if you're looking at the way that it is now, we're working our way back to Aleph. This is not the end, it's the beginning. We have to work our way in reverse when we're working through our tree of life. And that's when the ray of creation descends. And I push pause there. Hopefully I'm still on track here, but please just bear with me. And so I mentioned in one of my other videos that we must conquer the behemoth. This is still part of the animal characteristics within us, in order to truly rise into our higher self and merge with spirit. So Aleph works with the behemoth within us. And this is also, if you research this, the behemoth is, through Aleph, is through where I guess we have gotten our idea that we stem from monkeys, because it deals with the baboon and the baboon is, although there are some that are highly intelligent, they're still of a lower form of consciousness because they still perform through sexual activities, okay? They're just inconsiderate sexually, okay? Please bear with me with this. My phrasings are all off. So, but I hope my sexual behavior, I hope that's better. But anyway, Aleph contains, there's many characters within Aleph anyway, but Aleph contains Pe and Lamed of the Hebrew alphabet. Lamed is the only letter that extends upward, which is a yod, and then it looks like a backwards C. The backwards C is of Kaf. So all of these hook up to another Hebrew alphabet. There's always another hookup, which makes, again, like I'm always telling you, this path hooks up to this path, hooks up to this path, or this path goes above, and this one goes below, and this one goes over here. It's so lengthy. There's so many connections that we have to make to put the pieces together of our spiritual path, to our experiences, to how we are feeling internally, what we're thinking about, what we are doing. Everything links up together. So that backward C is of Kaf. It's also signifies the cap part. If you look up, if you're thinking right now, cap, crown. Okay, it's in religion. It's anybody, any religion that wears a hat upon their head. That's why that exists, although it's not what it means. Usually some religions or people wear that hat, cap, whatever it is, to symbolize, it's supposed to be, meaning that you have achieved enlightenment. It's a symbolism of that. And the yod above is the point, the dot of divine origin, or hand. The yod also means hand, which also goes with the point of divine origin, the connection to God's source, the ray of creation. Pe works through the breath. It's where God breathed life into Adam, which works through, when we breathe, we're supposed to breathe through our nose and out through the mouth. When we breathe in, it goes into our lungs. Now, if you look at Aleph and you invert those little cliffs there, it looks like there's a line and then two lungs. That line in the center is going to act as the spinal canal of Vav, and then you have the two lungs, which work, of course, through the breath of life, which works through the primary forces. So when you're actually at this level here, you're working through the name of God. Yod, Hey, Vow, Hey. Hey, the breath, is also Adam, because Adam, God breathed life into Adam. Adam, A-D-A-M, but Adam, A-T-O-M, the first Adam. Pe also works through K, because they both work through the throat. He is the feminine aspect in Yod He, Vow He, which comes twice. We're talking about the first He. It works through speech, works through the word. So anytime we are talking about the throat, we're always talking about knowledge. Knowledge, sacred knowledge, divine knowledge. Divine knowledge isn't anything that you read about. It doesn't matter how much I study here, or if I ever studied, whatever I have picked up on. It has nothing to do with that. It's about the knowledge that is given through source creation by the experiences that you are having in your daily life, that you are understanding through the heart. It works through the heart. This is the path of love. And it is a strenuous, it is a lengthy, it is a hard climb up, down, around, and through these doorways, these levels. And it's of never pointing the finger, because when you do, you have three in reverse. The heart is the one that's going to be able to look at themselves at every single moment and say, this is my problem. What I am witnessing here is my problem. I'm going through a lot of things right now. I've entered through a different level that I have never been through before. And I was a little afraid at first. And I can't speak about it because it doesn't just involve my life. It involves others. So, I think I don't know because it's not really here. I can think that I have gone through it successfully. At first, I was a little like, oh, bitter. Excited, bitter, why them, not me? I caught myself having those thoughts, feeling that type of, I'm not good enough again, I'm lower than, whatever, I'm worthy of it, and yet it's never mine, why is it yours, and it's not mine. I've had that sense. I'm aware of that. I'm also grateful that I've been given the point that I have seen my own reflection, my animal reflection, and now I'm able to do something about it. So if I go back to Lamed here, which is a part of Aleph, it is also the 12th letter of the Hebrew alphabet. 1 plus 2 equals 3, but 12, when you, of course, is highly significant because we're working through the 12 zodiacal signs. As I mentioned, Lamed has a line that extends forward. It's the only letter of the Hebrew alphabet that goes upward, ascends upward, and contains the backward C of the cap. If you can, you know, just by me saying that, you're thinking cap also works with the head because you have to have something on your, the cap signifies it's placed on your head. And then the yod is God's hand, ray of creation, that dot in the point, 12 cranial nerves. Now this is a part of the initiations that you go through. It's very lengthy, of course, that I always express that. There's more than 7 levels. Many people, and this is why sometimes I mention, don't go as far as Christhood to reach personal Christhood. And this is how I'm going to explain it to you. You're going to go through your path of being able, you're going to pick up on things. Some people will tap into creation and pick up on light language. Some people are going to tap into creation and be able to channel in messages. Some people communicate with all sorts of different beings. They end up writing books through that connection. They end up doing teaching, whatever it is. And they stop because they think, well, I have enough here, or this is who I am as my higher self. Our purpose in life is to become whole. Just because you have the ability to pick up clairvoyantly and can tap into light language and are channeling in beautiful messages from whomever. Or, you know, some people are very artistic after a while. They pick up on, and they can do these beautiful paintings because they're channeling in and they have imagery of it. And, you know, anything else that I'm not even mentioning here is possible. They think because of that, that they are something, that they feel whole because it's given them this sense of fullness. That's still a part of the ego. And that's why, and I'm not at all saying that I am better than anybody else. I am very blessed. I am very grateful that my heart through Christ's life was stronger than my ego. And it hasn't been this way my entire life. But like I mentioned, the bull in me is either extremely lazy or doesn't stop. I won't stop until I am unified. Because you cannot feel as if your purpose is fulfilled or your higher self is completely intact until you figure out how to become completely intact. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit must be within you to be whole. You have to go all the way to the end. And then, even at the end, you won't say you're done. Lots of times, and I'm not saying anybody, I don't know people, but I have come through these individuals, and this is not about judgment, this is about an awareness and of servants. There's a difference between judging somebody and you see something here. You're observing through the heart, completely different. I have seen people who, especially these killers here on YouTube, who, you know, I began to follow early on in my process, you know, learning about consciousness, learning about laws of attraction, and they're talking about your star seed origins and this and this and that. And I began, as I evolved, realized, well, what are they working on to become whole? I don't hear any of that. Or I'm not seeing any of that. They've made their channel about money, being more popular. And this isn't a judgment again. I'm not saying that our path is not going to give us that type of attainment. I'm not saying that at all. But you can sense who is true. I hope you can sense who is true and who isn't. And even in your own life, if you observe yourself, I knew early on in my process that, well, laws of attraction is, if my heart isn't making it happen, something must be off in me. For laws of attraction to work, to manifest properly, the mind, the heart, and the word must match. And this has nothing to do then. My consciousness, my higher self was telling me has nothing to, those three things have nothing to do with what we materialize in this world. That tells me it's the word, the Holy Spirit, unity. And that was just, you know, in learning more about consciousness itself, you know, I began to just stop all of that. I began, because early in my process, I was like, okay, I'm going to manifest millions of dollars because here I have been struggling all my life with money. I get money and lose it all. I get money and lose it all. I'm going broke. I have nothing. You know, I wanted to be rich. I wanted to this, you know, I wanted to have fancy clothes. As my bills were piling on and piling on, I'm going to manifest it. Well, when you are still containing forms of negativity inside of you, I don't care if it's just 1% of negativity, what you manifest has the ability to manifest negatively. Because what you are is what you are going to manifest. Always, no matter what. Only gold can keep gold. Only light can make light. Coal, well, it takes a long time for coal to turn into a diamond. Lots of work. So I hope that, I don't know, I'm just talking in terms of that. So, but for Lamed, this goes with, Lamed is the connection to the top, to the bottom, just like Vav is through the spine. It's all of those factors that you have gotten through to get to the top and to the bottom. And so Lamed, again, because it's the connection between above and below, works through, like I said, every Hebrew alphabet that you get to has several other hookups, totaling of three, always, totaling of three. So Lamed has Mem and Daleth to work with. Mem is of the waters, and Daleth is that doorway. Water. Kundalini. The memory bank also. And we get to the higher portion of this. You know, we are, when we are first beginning, we are not even in. We are not even dealing with the Christ element at all. Because we have to prove this path. We have to get through a certain amount of suffering, if you will, of cleansing, proving that this is what we want. Not proving to God or anything else, because God already knows that we are here for a divine purpose. We are proving it to our spirit, ourself, the spirit itself, that we want this. Because the animal in us is so much stronger at this point when we are full of negativity and density. Daleth is that door that opens at the base of the spine. And the memory, or memory of all life existence, is through the flow of the crystal waters of the cerebral spinal fluid. It is the giving waters, the rivers that continuously flow. That's what all that is about. And of course, this is we can't go through. This does not even open until the heart has received or becomes the heart of God. And let me see. And speaking of the heart, I think I mentioned this in another video, that cap also, or Lamed, if you place it on the side of the heart, it signifies half of a heart. And you have, of course, if you filled it in on the other side, it would make a complete heart. And that's what it looks like. So it means that through this path, through the heart, is how we make this connection. And so I don't know if you've picked this up in many paintings of Jesus, or even of Mary, or of any prophet in religions or whatever. You see usually them with an image of their hand kind of pointing to the heart. And this is a sacred heart. It's not just our physical heart. Our heart has a purpose to transfer air into blood and throughout our body. But there's a sacred heart that that resides even behind our heart. But we also have the thymus gland that becomes a sacred heart. And again, through our path of proving that this is what we want, we open up completely and utilize not just our own physical heart, but the heart of God. Through our higher mind, of course. And so I'm going to put this in this video because I hope through, I don't know, let me see. Yeah, let me just go ahead and get this out here because I know there's going to be still so much more that I'm going to be talking about, not just through Torah season, but of course here we are. We just got through Easter. We're in the Passover. And so all this is incorporating into Taurus season. So I mentioned that Taurus is here and now, of course, but it should have been the beginning of our astrology or astrological signs, zodiacal signs. And therefore, it works through Aleph, which is the very first of the Hebrew alphabet. The end of the Hebrew alphabet is Tav, which Tav becomes the nail, right? And God says that He is the beginning and He is the end. He is the Alpha and Omega, excuse me, and He is the beginning and the end. I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. There it is. I said it with His, so excuse me, I corrected that. It is the entire Hebrew alphabet. Alpha and Tav. I mean, Aleph and Tav. And so I wanted to actually make a video about that in general, and so I'm going to put it in here. Tav is the nail, right? Nail. Jesus is nailed to the cross. So, you know, I thought that was highly significant. Okay, please scratch that out, what I just said about Tav. Tav, I think I said, is the nail. It signifies the mark, okay, that you're going to be given. Vav is the nail. Tav is the cross. Tav is a symbol, or can be the symbol of the cross, or an X, excuse me. But it signifies the mark, or a stamp, or a seal. And I was actually sitting here a couple of days ago, and I was, of course, I was given some information by source and, or God, higher self, whatever it is that you're comfortable in receiving there. And so I began to do my research, and Tav, of course, is something that I ended up researching about that. And it came, and it just mixed up and matched everything in my the messages that I was giving. So you have Aleph, and you are going to have Tau or Tav. It also can be pronounced Tau or spelled T-A-U, depending on a certain knowledge or wisdom or whatever you read. That in reverse is at. We have that, of course, in our English vocabulary. It is the beginning and it is the end. Now, trying to tape this together. The X symbolizing the cross. Of course, we went through a major crossing point, and that's what I have kind of expressed it as being a crossing over point. You're also going to be crucified internally with the transmutation of your elements into a higher grade. Depending on which level you are at, you're always, during this time, during this season, you're always being crucified, or the elements are always increasing, is what that means at this time frame. No matter where you are, beginning or towards your end cycle, you are always upgrading at this time frame, working through a higher element. And I forgot what I was going to say, so let me push pause so I can get my thoughts together. I push pause again, so please excuse me. Tav, of course, is that mark, and it is that seal that is given, or the sign that is given to you. And it's written in Leviticus, "You shall not do injustice in judgment, in length, in weight, or in measure." And continues on in Revelation 2:10, "Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life." So, Tav, signifying an X or a cross, where Christ was nailed to, it becomes, if you go through Aleph and Tav, now, I mentioned that in one of my videos. So you, in order to get through Aleph and Tav, you're going to have to go through Vav, which is the spinal canal. In order to go through the spinal canal, you have to have the feminine aspect of it, of Zion, Zion already has a crown attached to it. For Vav and Zion to connect together, you need the Yod. The Yod is always God's hand, and God's hand is always within the work. And when you have completed that, you'll receive the crown of life, which is the sign from God that you are in complete equilibrium, you have been faithful, and you have perfected the soul. I don't know if this video makes any sense. I'm sorry for all the interruptions in this video that I had to push pause for. Anyway, let's see if I can conclude this video. Torah season is going to deal with the crown if you haven't already gotten that. There's so much more to this as we are working our way through here, because we are not complete yet. And even after we get through Aleph, the crown, you know, it is still about us conquering or slaying of the bull, that sacrifice. The symbolism between sacrificing a bull, giving it especially as an offering, is surrendering. We're in complete surrender here. We are giving up our human way, which is deals with the ego or the animal within, to become this higher sense of self and being completely full of service to Source. That's when we reach complete attainment through Aleph, with the ox as the symbol of the ox. And so that in itself, that sacrifice, did you hear that? We've gone through Easter, where Christ sacrificed himself on the cross. Christ also gave up his human experience and surrendered to the Holy Ghost. But before doing so, what did he say? Son, here is your mother. Mother, here is your son. The mother is the divine mother that was not forgotten, which is always the missing link to the masculine and the feminine. They must work together and in harmony, complete the purification process, hook up all the way through, connect with Source until we attain enlightenment, or, you know, enlightenment or self-knowledge. Complete self-knowledge of self. That's our destiny. To understand ourselves to completion, that nothing within us is ever harmed. So for the past couple of days, I have been feeling, you know, although I've been having these, you know, as you might hear my voice, I don't know what it sounds like to you, but I'm a little nasally. I can breathe, ironically, or funny about that. But my voice is changing. Every time I get to a certain level, I have a change in voice. Because you're letting go of what those insecurities and those doubts, impurities, and it begins changing you. Your body is going to have to go through purification process. You're going to have that experience. And that's why we take on the form of illness, where we think we are sick, you know, or something is happening. If it doesn't happen, how do you know? So I'm going to leave it here, and I hope I have done you guys justice here with this, and please forgive me for pausing, for losing words, for forgetting things, and not making sense a little bit throughout this video. It happens, right? It happens. I'm working my way through this, and I had a lot of interruptions today. And it's okay. It's okay. Well, I'll talk to you guys next time. This is Christy. Much love, health, and healing your way. I am bringing purpose to your life. Take care.